A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, good morning, Tony. Thanks for joining us again this week.
Good morning, Jerry.
Now, a couple of comments coming at us. If anyone's any questions, then do get in touch with us with questions and queries for Tony. A listener gets in touch, says, my partner is borderline fanatical about turning lights off and saving energy. Says, we need to do our bit for the planet and our children. My attitude is, that's all very well, but we need light and brightness in our lives too. And we invested in beautiful and expensive lamps down through the years. It's upsetting me to see them not being used. Some aspects of Save the Planet are a bit too much. How do you resolve this one?
Easily enough, because I have two hats. I'm an engineer, trained in engineering, electrical engineering as well. Well, that's a long, long time ago, but it still holds. And there's two aspects here. One is communication, and the other one is mechanics and electronics. And the communication one is they're not talking to each other properly. And secondly, they may not understand the difference between the modern bulbs, which are LED, light-emitting diodes, and the older type bulbs, the really old ones, which are the incandescent. And then there was an in-between bulb as well, called a CFL. It was a small fluorescent tube, essentially. Now, the difference in the use of electricity is vast. There's a huge difference between the modern LED bulb and the old incandescent. And a lot of people still have their house full of incandescent bulbs. And they don't realize that they're using 10 times as much electricity. Now, that still doesn't add up to massive amounts, because the biggest bulb you usually get in a house was 100 watt.
Yeah.
And that's only one-tenth of a single bar of an electric fire. And but the modern bulb now uses one-tenth of that. So 100 watt incandescent bulb would be at maximum 9 to 10 watts in these new bulbs. So that is minuscule. That's literally for an hour. If you put a single bar electric fire going for an hour, it would be the equivalent of lighting one of these bulbs for 200 hours.
Yeah, that's the difference.
So that is the difference. So, you know, even if you had 10 of them going in a house, it's still only a tiny amount of electricity. So it's not a significant part of your ESP bill. That's the first thing. But getting the message then across is the other bit. That's always contentious. And people who are into the planet, and I don't blame them, but it needs a little bit of thinking and thought about it as well.
Yeah.
But, you know, getting your message across that, you know, you need light. And these modern bulbs are so low that you could have 10 of them going and it would not make a huge impact on your ESP bill.
Yeah, so you'll win the argument. Well, maybe it's not about winning the argument, Tony, but you'll explain your case if you can upgrade and show that to your partner to say, look, I know what you're saying, I feel the brightness, and this is good, nowhere near as bad for the earth as you think, and we will save money, or we won't be costing us loads of money by having these lights on.
Yeah, of course, if they haven't got the modern LED bulbs in the house, it would be well worth spending. At maximum, I'd say about 50 quid would put every bulb in the house into the modern ones, because they're now only about 3 or 4 euros a piece. And that's not expensive, because you're immediately saving on electricity.
Yeah, you certainly are. And so that's the way to go to try and resolve that one. If you have a view for us on that, get in touch with us on the show, 066-7123-666. You can text or WhatsApp us questions for a problem shared with Tony on 083-300-3300. We're going to have more with him after we take these.
A Problem Shared with Tony McGinley on Kerry Today.
Yeah, a problem shared with Tony McGinley. Get your questions and queries in for him. Tony, we have a query in from a listener. Says, I've spent much of my life trying to figure myself out. I tend to think of myself as a peace-loving person. I also imagine myself being classed as a person pleaser. However, reality is quite different. No matter how hard I try to avoid awkwardness or conflict, it seems impossible to achieve. And no matter how much I watch what I say, I still seem to be taken up wrong. I'd like to hear your thoughts on this.
Yeah, this is one of my specialties, actually, which is human communication, and I did a heck of a lot of it during my career. And it's very often somebody who feels like that this person does, that they're a kind of nice, middle-of-the-road, easy individual, and yet comes up against a wall, they're evidently communicating with other people in the wrong manner. And that might be taken wrong by somebody, but it, unless you've seen yourself, as it were, talking, when you're not aware of being filmed, you're not aware of how you communicate. And I would say that as much as what you say, the body language and your expression on your face and your tone of voice are far more important than the words you use. Because if you use certain words in a certain way, they'll sound absolutely wrong.
Yeah.
So if you're speaking to somebody and you're explaining something and you're coming over like that, now you're a bit sort of excited about it.
Yeah.
It can be taken up the wrong way, that you're getting cross with them, or that you haven't time to be talking to them, or would they ever go away and mind their own business or whatever. So you need, if you have a friend or a relative who could, you know, do you a favor and take a few clips of you talking to people when you're not aware of it, because if you're aware of it, you'll change your whole approach to people. But a few video clips of you chatting with people or whatever, and you will then begin to get an idea of how you actually communicate.
Yeah.
And it's a very good, if you can get that done.
And very good exercise to outline it and help you control, I suppose, the way you might be coming across wrong, and how your as you said, your body language says in relation to that. Not an easy thing to do, but worth definitely trying. Tony, we have another query. Yeah, we've another query in here I want to get to, and it comes in from a caller who says he had a very good female friend. There was nothing romantic between them, so it was a platonic situation. She seemed to fall out with him for no reason. When he asked and texted her and asked her why, she's replied with hurtful texts, and there were some nasty exchanges between them over and back, going on for a good while now. Should he persist and try to get to the bottom of what exactly is the root cause of the issue, or cut her loose? They're both in their 40s. What do we think?
Well, definitely, if it was a good friendship, it's worth trying to repair it. Things like that happen very easily. I mean, we were talking about communication there in the last piece we were speaking about.
Yeah.
And this could be, well, his style of communication could be getting in the way. And, you know, he might be a bit too sort of forceful in his general sort of dealing with people. So it what I would suggest is that he write to this lady and say, look, we need to clear the air, whether we finish or whatever, we need to clear the air. And then set up a meeting in a coffee shop or in a hotel or whatever, someplace where it's public and quiet at the same time. And, you know, have a bite to eat or whatever together, and put his case forward. And then at that stage, he needs to look at himself. He will, before that, really need to look at himself and ask himself, has he had awkward communication with anybody else? Are there other people in
his
life?
Has this happened elsewhere? And in fairness, we don't know the nature of the replies or the nasty exchanges between them, so it's hard to make a judgment on what has gone on here in terms of the source of the original fallout.
Absolutely. Again, it could be gossip, because gossip is a bad thing in Ireland.
Really, can be very destructive.
And if somebody put a word in her ear, you know, that, oh, so-and-so is a bit of a bee or whatever, you know, it could have affected her. And if it's gossip, that's easily cleared up if you can communicate without getting excited, as they say.
Yeah.
Because, you know, again, it's see if you can set up a meeting. And as I said,
don't do it all over text. Like, do it face to face.
Oh, absolutely. And if she's not willing to do that, then, you know, you might have to say goodbye and forget about it.
You might have no choice in the matter if the other person doesn't respond.
Absolutely, yeah.
We've another query in from a listener, Tony. How do you deal with family members who take over and do not consult with the rest of the family in relation to family events. Why do people need to be in control of everything that goes on, and decisions made are not necessarily the right ones for the person concerned? One gets nowhere with them as they listen to no one. Very frustrating, to say the least, says this caller.
We're on the same sort of
trajectory.
Spot again there, yeah. You know. It's down to communication. Some people are forceful. They often go into business or whatever, or get into communication. And they need to be stopped. But if you stop a forceful person forcefully, you're into a fight. It's as simple as that. So if somebody is being a bit forceful and doing things that they shouldn't be doing, taking over and just running the show, they need a very quiet word. Look, John, can I have a little word with you? Let's have a coffee tomorrow or the day after or whatever, and I'll explain what it's about. And very, very gently, using no finger-pointing or that sort of language that implies that you're a bit of a bee and I'm going to sort you out now. If you use that approach, you're finished before you even start. So if you can get, again, a quiet little moment and explain to the person that they're being a little bit forceful, and would they try a different way of doing it?
Yeah.
It might get across. No, it might not.
In every family, are you going to have this as an element of personality, perhaps, Tony? You're going to have people who like to be in control. It's a trait of their personality, or they're unable to cede control over situations. It's just not in their makeup.
Yeah, and the world needs certain people like that. You know, we need people who literally go out there and lead. But there's a way of doing it, and there's a way of avoiding it. I mean, I know quite a few politicians, and some are very, very good. They have, you know, learned, as it were, the basics of human communication.
Yeah.
And they will, you know, let you know that they are actually listening to you. Others, of course, just go like a train right through the middle of a supermarket.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, and that's part of the problem. Okay, so there a quiet word needed there in that one. Tony, a listener has a suggestion for the person who wants the lights on all the time. Let them pay the ESB bill. That might change their mind.
Well, if they were paying the ESB bills for leaving LED lights on 24/7, it wouldn't be much of a bill.
Yes, so they'll be fine with that in terms of the amount of money that they're paying. That's if they upgrade, yeah, and go to the modern lights.
Yeah, literally putting on an electric kettle for one cup of tea would keep one of those bulbs going for about a week, 24/7.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. That's the situation, and notwithstanding the other environmental argument as well. Okay, Tony, well, listen, look, thanks a million for that. Thanks for going through those queries for us, and keep them coming in, listeners, all the time. In the meantime, for Tony, if you want to get them in, you can text or WhatsApp them on. You can also get in touch, and you can call us, and you can also email the more detailed ones to kerrytoday@radiokerry.ie, or you can write to Problem Shared, Radio Kerry, Main Street, Tralee, County Kerry. And thanks for getting in touch in such big numbers. Tony, my thanks to you.